Visualize destructive wave patterns. This is the Zeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and we're going to be talking, well, we'll decide what he would like to talk about, because there's so very many things going on today. Certainly, Chuck has had his own radio program in the past, and because of the pressure of his work, full-time ministry, why he gave that up, but you'll find his articles on News with Views, or sent out by email across the country almost on a weekly basis. Insightful articles covering the things that need to be said. So we're very fortunate this morning to have Chuck with us. Thank you so much for being willing to come on for this morning.
Dr. Stan, good to be with you again. Thank you.
Well, what's the issue you'd really like to bring to our listeners?
Well, with that open door, I think I would like to go back to what appears to be the creation of a European Union style regional government here in North America.
All right, fine. We talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
That's correct. I think that is the biggest single threat to our nation's future right now that the American people need to deal with. As you know, Dr. Jeremy Corsi has been writing extensively on this, and a few of us that have picked up on his research have tried to help spread the word across the country. I know you have and many others. I just don't know that the American people realize the severity of this situation, and many of them are in absolute denial that it's even happening. And with that kind of a mindset, I think we are ripe for the creation of this North American Union and the obliteration of our borders and our national independence.
Well, you know, Chuck, I don't think that the average person understands the implications of this. I mean, it sounds so good, you know. We're going to help the people of Mexico. I mean, we're going to be able to get businesses down there. We're going to be raise their living standards. People don't understand the implications of doing away with our constitutional protection of liberty, because most people don't understand the Constitution or from whence freedom comes.
Yeah. I think that ultimately is the problem. They don't understand. You're right. I think that is the number one problem. The vast majority of the American people are totally ignorant as to what is the basis of our liberty. They've not been taught it in school. They're not taught it in their churches. They're not taught it in their homes. We are probably, at least three generations into an American society that has never been taught the truth of its history. And because of that, when these things come up, they're not able to judge or gauge the rightness or wrongness of a situation because they have no compass to go by. So that is the problem. And because of that, I think the Bush administration is seizing the opportunity now to go ahead with this immigration situation being what it is, and as you just said, in the name of philanthropy and benevolence and compassion, you know, we're going to create this environment whereby, you know, we can treat the Mexican immigrants more humanely and compassionately, as if, you know, we're not already. But what that does is it completely obliterates our borders. It creates an international government in our country, in which our constitutional laws would be subservient. And without the Constitution, without the basis of our governance, which is constitutional law, constitutional government, we no longer have freedom. And once that is taken from us, we are left to the individual whims of whoever happens to be in charge at the time. And in this case, it would be a regional or international body, not even a national body.
And, you know, I've had an opportunity to speak to Ashley Mote, who is actually a British representative elected by the people of Great Britain to go to the Parliament. He's a member of the European Parliament. And as he says, I mean, this is all smoke and mirrors, in essence. We are allowed to get up and talk for 3 minutes, and so you can't develop an idea. It is all show. I mean, all of the decisions of the government, the European government, is made by a faceless bureaucracy, and we're not even privy to it. I'm part of the representative government. There is no representative government.
Yeah.
It's all decided by someone else, and that's what they intend here. But they can't tell the American people that, and as they've got us focused on what's going on over in Europe and certainly all the other important things, you know, did Barry Bond really take steroids or not, and, you know, what's the latest thing going on, who's sleeping with who in Hollywood. The people have completely lost sight of the origin of our freedom. They don't understand the relationship between the Declaration of Independence, one of the greatest documents ever written, and our Constitution. The Declaration was really the Articles of Incorporation of the Constitution. What the Constitution is and why our country is different than any other nation, they somehow think that the good times are going to continue rolling on forever. The average person listening today here to this program doesn't even know that General Motors is moving his factories down into Mexico. They're actually building those. I mean, people in Mexico know it, but people in the United States don't know it. And as General Motors pulls out of the United States, buys out its workers here, their promises that they've been going to have a good job the rest of their life, and the workers are going to be impoverished here, and of course the workers in Mexico are going to benefit. Of course, they're not going to get a very good salary, but compared with actually a dollar or two a day, why, $10 or $15 a day will be great. People don't understand this is all part of this long-range plan to create a truly egalitarian society with everybody impoverished except for the new feudal lords.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that even though they move their factories to India or Mexico or wherever it might be, importing the goods back to America, you know, it costs them pennies on the dollar to produce those products because of the low wages and the working conditions and the lack of environmental laws, et cetera, et cetera. And yet when they come back to the sticker price that the Americans are paying, there's no change. So you say, well, now, what's the purpose? So the purpose of that is simply to increase the profits, you know, for the company elite. It doesn't have anything to do with the workers. It has nothing to do with the company employees. It's all about more profits for the elite who run the company.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Chuck Baldwin.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. This is Dr. Stan of the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and we're talking about the effort to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, which is being orchestrated by the leaders of both political parties. And, of course, they're calling it Building a North American Community, or the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Would you like to pick up on this whole incredible idea, how it came, what's really going on behind the scenes that the American people are not hearing from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity and so many of the conservative, so-called conservative spokesmen for the Republican Party?
Yeah, for some reason, the quote-unquote conservatives of our country, including the Christian conservatives, the national religious leaders, the people that we are very familiar with, whose faces we see on television every week, and we respect these men for preaching the gospel and standing for moral values, etc. But, you know, Dr. Stan, when it comes to this issue, when it comes to the constitutional government, the loss of independence and sovereignty, the creation of a quote-unquote New World Order, that's George Herbert Walker Bush's term, by the way, they seem to be mute and dumb on the subject, and really, for the life of me, I don't understand it. I kind of understand why the Rush Limbaughs would not want to discuss it, because those people are motivated by money, pure and simple, and controversy and things of that nature are not going to lend themselves very well to the big corporate sponsors that support them. But the religious leaders, the Christian leaders, who are supposed to be men of God, who are supposed to be motivated only by the truth and pleasing Christ and telling the people what needs to be said, why they don't discuss these issues and why they run from the issues. And not only that, I think they actually facilitate some of this by not resisting. That is, I think, the most troubling to me. Regardless of why they don't, they're certainly not doing it. And so it's left to people like you and your radio talk show, and there's a few others and independent periodicals and my writings and things of that nature to try and sound the alarm. But that's why the American people, when they hear us talk about it, they say, well, now, wait a minute. I never heard anything about this, on ABC. I didn't hear Rush talk about it. I didn't hear Sean Hannity talk about it. I haven't heard D. James Kennedy talk about it. So you guys must be talking about something that isn't really true. And that's, I think, what we're trying to deal with is to somehow battle through this lack of willingness to discuss the issue. Because the facts are there. I mean, this is nothing that's hidden. We used to talk about these things in a way that was, opaque and, not very clear. But now then, this stuff is all out in the open. I mean, this stuff is plain for all to see. They're writing about it. They're discussing it. They're having meetings about it. Now they're actually signing legislation, at least not legislation, excuse me, executive orders and signing statements from the White House. But things that are all a matter of public record. So how people can deny it is inexcusable. But the fact that the major players in the media, in the Christian conservative movement, in the political conservative movement are not addressing it, there's this aura of disbelief when we talk about it. But fortunately, I think the good news is that because of some of the activity that has recently come into play on this, like, for example, the congressman right there in your state, in Colorado. Who is it?
Tom Tancredo,
exactly. He has, on Capitol Hill, expressed great concern about this. There's one or two others that are beginning to speak out on the subject. Because of that, some people are beginning to realize, wait a minute, this really is a reality. This is not just a figment of somebody's imagination. So hopefully, if we can keep spreading the word, keep talking about it, keep warning about it, keep sending people to the sources of this stuff, more and more people begin to wake up. I certainly hope so.
Well, I hope so as well. And I do believe that the ministers of this country have been targeted. I did a wonderful interview yesterday, a couple of them, with Constance Cumby, talking about how the New Agers have targeted the evangelical leaders of this country, got them to sit down at meetings and saying, oh, can't we just all get along together? You know, we all want to help people. And the New Agers are a lot smarter than the Christians, because Christians ought to realize you don't sit down at the table with the enemy and try to figure out some common ground. There is no common ground between truth and falsehood. But, you know, for whatever reason it is, there seems to be this spiritual blindness among the ministers. And I know that has been one of the things you've wanted to do for a long time, was to reach the ministers of this country and get them to understand what's going on. Have you had any success?
Dr. Stan, I would like to say yes, but so far it's been very minimal as far as visible results are concerned. Let me read you an email that I received just yesterday from one of the readers of my columns, and he expresses the same concern. He says, "Dear Pastor Baldwin, if you ever come across a resource/website that provides information on pastors nationwide that provide your type of preaching, please write about it in one of your columns. I, for one, would be most appreciative. I would be happy to pass this information to friends, since it's very difficult to find good pastors to support. I live in the Los Angeles area. Thank you and best regards." I receive emails like that on a weekly basis. If I said daily, I'd be exaggerating, but there's not a week that goes by that I don't receive one or two emails such as that. So people out there are hungry for the truth. The problem is they're not finding it. And I have attempted to try and spread the word about how we can get pastors, regardless of denomination, as long as they believe in the fundamental essentials of the faith. We're going to disagree about secondary doctrines of Scripture, but as long as we agree about the fundamentals of the faith, we know who Jesus is, we know what salvation is, we know what the Bible is, and we're willing to stand up and preach with conviction and without favor or compromise the truth of God's Word, and let the chips fall where they may, you know, so that people can have an alternative. We need to find out who these people are. And I have a list that's rather short, that people are sending me pastors' names, and we're trying to put together a list that we can eventually publish and make people aware of who these people are and where they're located. So I'm hopeful that here in the next few months we'll be able to add to that list and be able to put something out.
Well, you know, the liberal church is very, very successful. I mean, we have these mega churches all across the country, which are, you know, preaching a God without wrath, bringing man without sin into a kingdom without judgment, you know, through Christ without a cross. And we've changed the whole thrust of Christian preaching. And I get these emails or calls, you know, certainly every week as you do, saying, "Do you know a good minister in my area, you know, who's going to really preach the gospel?" I said, "Where do you live?" "Well, I live in such and such a place in Ohio, or some place in upstate New York," and I don't know what to tell them, because I don't know any ministers there, but I'm looking forward to your list being available, and if it's all right, why, maybe we can call your secretary when we come across, you know, the ministers. We did an interview the other day with a fellow up in Minneapolis who is well aware of what's going on and trying to get the word out, and he says it's like a voice crying in the wilderness, and
yeah.
We know that many of the ministers who've tried to go into the mega church bit have actually lost most of their congregation. Now, some of them have done great, but it's, you know, some people don't, and yet they've compromised their very principles in an effort for personal aggrandizement.
Mm-hmm. Right, and yes, I'd much appreciate it. If you come across the names of these men, please forward them on to me, because I'm working to compile this list that we can put out for people that are looking for those types of ministries. So I'd very much appreciate it. Yeah, I know right here in my city there are several churches that have gone to this, quote, seeker-friendly movement and the Bill Hybels mentality and the Rick Warren. And some of them, as you say, they're doing very well in terms of drawing crowds because people enjoy being entertained. And that's pretty much what they find at these quote-unquote churches. It's entertainment. There's live recreation. There's a lot of socialization. But there's no truth to speak of. It's all fluff. And there's a certain element out there that want that. I mean, let's face it, Dr. Stan, there are a large number of people out there that's exactly what they want. And so these churches are trying to appeal to that in the same way that, you know, a commercial vendor would try to sell a product. And so you do all this research and you find out, well, what do people want? Well, they like this and they like that. And so you gear your product to meet what people want. And that's how they sell their products. But, you know, that's the same kind of strategy that these churches use. But the problem with that is, of course, you know, the church is not about selling a product. The church is about preaching a message. And one of the reasons that we're not, I think, seeing what we need to see in our country morally, politically, in these issues is because we're not providing the strong moral slash spiritual slash historical foundation to our people so that they're able to translate those principles and those values into day-to-day life. Absent that, we're left completely rudderless, and I think that's the problem in America today. I think it all goes back to the pulpits and churches.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And of course, America has always been different than other countries, first of all because of our founding documents, and I want to talk a little bit about that later, but then because we were basically a strongly Christian country. And you go to Europe, why forget about it? I mean, there's just nobody in the churches in Germany or in England or even in traditionally Catholic, strong Catholic countries, very, very few people are going to church today or even believe in God. But that's not been true in America. So the enemies of Christianity couldn't destroy this country, you know, attacking the church from without. So they got into the church, and they're working within our churches, within our seminaries. And, of course, what an attractive thing it is for the minister to know he's going to be successful. He's going to have a mega church. He's going to have thousands of people attending every Sunday. All he's got to do is just make a few little changes in how the message is presented and maybe what the message is. And that, I think, is the biggest thing, Chuck, is to do away with this idea that we're all sinners, that we need a Savior.
Right. Yeah, well, that's not seeker-friendly. As you've heard Joel Osteen say on Larry King Live, he doesn't call people sinners. That's not a word he uses. And that's the whole concept of this prosperity theology group is you don't want to make people feel uncomfortable. And if you call them a sinner, they're going to feel uncomfortable. But as you know, without an awareness and a consciousness of sin, there is no appreciation and desire for salvation. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And until we are, you know, confronted with the reality of our sin, we can never appreciate the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and have a desire and an unction to receive the redemption that is offered by his death and resurrection. So it really is more than just methodology. We're talking about the central message of the church. We're talking about the primacy of the Christian experience. You know, the entire message of the gospel is being gutted, and we are void of Christian influence. And I think, as you've already noted, our the foundation of our country is predicated upon the Christian faith, and our documents, if you have a chance to talk about the freedom documents, I hope that I put together to try and help people reconnect with their history. Those great documents are all predicated upon the Christian faith and the principles of God's Word, without which this country would not exist. So when we talk about these churches and the methods that they're using, it's not just methods. It's we're talking about the gospel itself.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a minute with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and we'll talk about freedom documents.
West 11th Street in Greeley says, do you have a record of your child's fingerprints? Although fingerprinting at birth is common in many hospitals, it is not required by law in all states. Ask your local police department if they have a free fingerprinting program for children. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris. CPAs playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs on the air because they care. Wishing all a safe and happy Labor Day and back to school season.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and of course, we really started out talking about what's happening to the sovereignty of our nation as our leaders of both political parties intent upon building a North American community, having a common border. In other words, the border would be somewhere down in the Yucatan Peninsula in the south and certainly in the Arctic Ocean in the north, and much more efficient to fight terrorism that way, to have a common border to guard rather than having to have a border between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a common border? That's how we're going to defeat terrorism and the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living over in a cave somewhere in Pakistan. And we've got to be protected from him, because if not, why, he might come, well, we don't know what he might do next. So they really want to destroy the sovereignty of America. People have to understand that. Organized, orchestrated. Because the average American has never been taught about our nation, about our nation's Christian heritage, about the men who created this country, created a Christian republic. And there's no question, if you go back and read, now, you've heard my treatise, that there were also the dark occult forces here at the time when America was founded. But these people in the occult have always been a very small minority, dedicated, organized. Today they're in key positions in our government, and now, of course, they're ready to plunge the dagger directly into the very heart of our nation, because most people have no idea what America is all about. Well, Pastor Baldwin has done something that I think was so important. He's put together the basic documents dealing with the foundation of America. If you could have and read and understand the background of the Declaration and, of course, the Constitution and George Washington's farewell address, which was once required reading in our schools, and, well, today most of our kids don't even know who George Washington was. So, with that as a background, why don't you pick up the story and tell us about the Freedom Documents, Chuck?
Well, thank you very much for letting me do that. Yes, several years ago, I was doing some personal research into America's founding, and I was looking for the actual documents. I found one here and one there and one somewhere else, and I got to thinking, you know, there's got to be a volume somewhere with all of these documents in it, so I don't have to look all over the place. I mean, I was searching libraries, I was going on the internet, I was trying to everywhere I could find, and I was finding, you know, them here and there scattered, but I couldn't find them in any one place. And it dawned on me there was no such volume out there. It's just that it didn't exist. So we began to do the hard work, and I got my staff going. It took us over a year to do this, but we compiled the great doctrine, the great doctrines, the great documents of our nation's history, of our founding especially, and we put them all in one volume. Like, there's nothing unique about this except that you don't have to look in various sources to find all these documents. They're all there in one volume. Everything, we started with the Mayflower Compact, and then we went to the Fundamental Orders of 1639, the First Thanksgiving Proclamation, then we go up to the colonial period with Sam Adams, the Rights of the Colonists, and the List of Violations of Rights, Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death, John Adams, and so forth, Virginia Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and then we just trace them, 50 of the documents that made America what it is today, all packaged together in one real attractive, pretty binding. The cover is professionally done, and it's all in one volume. So we've been offering this now. We print twice a year, and we just printed for our summer printing, and then we'll print again in November. And we make these available to people, and people all over the country have purchased these. Believe it or not, we had the Tennessee State Supreme Court order several copies. Chief Justice Roy Moore has a copy. We have several congressmen and senators that have purchased copies. We have media personalities such as Joe Scarborough on MSNBC has a copy, and pastors, homeschoolers love them for their kids. Private school teachers, public school teachers, those who understand American history and love it. So it's just a compilation of the essential documents of our country's history in one volume. And again, that's what makes it unique. So I said, well, I can find that there. Yeah, you can, but you're going to have to search high and low to find all of these. And we've put it together in one volume at your fingertips. You can have all of these documents. And I'll tell you, the interesting thing about it to me is people sometimes that have not read these documents before, like one of my sons, for example, is an attorney, and he said, Dad, you'd be amazed how many lawyers have never read the Constitution. And it's true, they in most law schools they don't even teach the Constitution. So you have doctors and attorneys and preachers and accountants and engineers that have never read the Constitution and these other great documents, and they read them. They begin at the beginning of the volume, and they just start reading. And it's amazing what it'll do to you. I mean, it'll just energize your soul. It'll give you the understanding. The light will come on, and all these things that we talk about will just begin to clear up in people's minds, and they'll understand it. I've had so many people after recent, man, you know, I've never felt prouder to be an American. I've never felt more, you know, loyalty to my country and the principles and the values of our nation. I understand now some of these things you're talking about, because once you see the reality and you hear these men speak through these documents and you understand the principles that they espouse, so many things become clear. And so it's a tremendous tool. They make great gifts. At Christmas time, a lot of people use them for Christmas gifts and things of that nature. But they're just a great resource for people that want to learn their own history. So that's what it's all about.
How you want to put a telephone number out and tell people how they can get them to you?
The best way to do it is to go to the website. Let me put the website up. That would be the best way to do it. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. It's all one word, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And right on the front page, you'll see a link to the Freedom Documents. And that would be the quickest way to make contact with us.
And also, let me just comment that if you go to Chuck's website, he has posted there on video form his sermon. So if you can't find a good church to go to, here's a wonderful way to be able to hear a good sermon every week. And you need at least once a week to hear a sermon to be constantly reminded of what our obligation to God is, because that's really what this is all about.
Well, thank you. Yes, we have 10 video sermons that are uploaded right now, and we try to upload regularly new sermons. That's been really our most attractive feature on the website. In fact, some 70% of our web traffic now includes the video sermons. It's been received remarkably well. I'm pleasantly surprised with the way people are receiving the video sermons.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll actually take calls if anybody has a specific question for our guest this morning here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, I'll just stand back here, I guess, has a church down in Pensacola, Florida. And not only does he, of course, have a ministry, but he also works, regularly to try to educate the American people about what's going on. And you'll find his articles on newswithviews.com posted there regularly. Can people get onto your email list if they'd like to receive those directly?
Yes, they can, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. Again, if they'll go to my website, chuckbaldwinlive.com, all lowercase, all one word, Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And okay, if they'll scroll down on the index page that pops up, down toward the bottom, it'll say, here's how to receive Chuck's commentaries. And there's a link and a couple links, a couple clicks, and that's it. You'll be subscribed, and the emails will come directly to your computer, and there's no charge, and all the emails will be sent to you directly.
And, of course, that's a convenient way to get them. I get them that way, and then I get them on newswithviews.com.
Right.
And we are fortunate, ladies and gentlemen. We have a means of circumventing the controlled media. And believe me, the media is controlled. You're not getting the truth. But through the Internet and through newswithviews.com and certainly the website World Affairs Brief and WorldNet Daily and a few other sites, you have access to the information that you need to understand what's going on if you really care about preserving our freedom. And this is my concern that, I'm just reading this morning about what's going on over in Baghdad, where you have the two groups. One is the Shia, the other is Sunni Muslim, and they're just slaughtering one another, and we're allowing it to happen, and we're allowing the armed militias of the Mahdi's army to just go in and slaughter the Sunni Muslims, and yet that's exactly what they're setting up in America today, as they're encouraging unbridled immigration and then trying to turn one group against the other. They know exactly what they're doing. I don't think the average American understands how easy it is to mobilize one racial group, especially if many of them speak a different language, with another. And that's how you destroy a great nation. The invasion's underway. It's being coordinated by the Ford Foundation and by our own government, because I believe out of chaos will come the order of a human boot stamping on a human face forever. Well, what are your thoughts about this whole immigration issue, Chuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I've written on it extensively. And if people go to my website, go to my columns page, it's Chuck's Columns, and they'll find several articles that I've written about this. As I started the broadcast today with you, I just believe that this North American union that President Bush has committed the United States to, and of course the immigration policy is directly related to that. I've had a lot of people that have said, why is Bush, so insistent on granting amnesty, even though they don't call it that, that's what it is, to these illegal immigrants, most of them Mexicans. And they say his constituents are against it. The most of the American people are against it. Most of the Republicans would say that they're against it. Why is President Bush so? What they don't understand is that he has already committed the United States to this security and prosperity partnership that you alluded to, this North American Union, and as a part of that, they're going to have to erase that border and give all three countries access to the entire region. And so you will have a passport, quote unquote, which will be nothing more than a regional identification number. It's not even a national ID now. It's a regional ID. This passport will be good for any place in Mexico, the United States, and in Canada, basically obliterating the borders. Well, the passport is nothing more than a identification number, and that will control the traffic flow, and they will control the people as they come and go. But it will erase that border. So how can President Bush be opposed to illegal immigration? How can he not provide amnesty when he's already committed the United States to this obliteration of our borders and the creation of this North American Union and this international passport idea, which would give Mexicans, United Americans, and Canadians all the same access to the entire region, of course he can't oppose illegal immigration. It's because he knows the agenda. He's already signed on to it. And most people are not there. They're not they don't see where he's going with this, but he's already made a promise to Vicente Fox and well, then President Vicente Fox and the President of Canada, Prime Minister of Canada at that time. So he cannot now turn around and say he's going to enforce the border. I mean, all that stuff about enforcing the border down there with the National Guard, that's a joke. 4,000 National Guardsmen on the border, that's a joke. I mean, these guys, Jim Gilchrist and Simcox, they've all documented the fact that there's less than 500 guardsmen on the border. There's not 4,000, there's less than 500. And the ones that are there are not armed, and they're doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop this invasion from the southern border. And it's all because Bush has no intention on stopping it. He's going to create this North American Union and give everybody a free pass. So that's the agenda that Bush is engaged in today.
But don't you think that Bush is simply carrying out the dictates of other far more powerful people? Do you think he really calls the shots?
Yeah.
Or do you think he simply is a front for other powerful forces?
I think certainly he's a front. I don't think that he's calling the shots. I think he's doing the bidding of others. In the first place, I don't think George W. Bush is smart enough to do a lot of these things. I think that he's definitely doing the bidding of others. This transcends figureheads.
Amen.
There's a group, there's a cabal, if you want, a group of elitists. I think a lot of them are centered in the Federal Reserve system. I think the international bankers are like...
Hey, we're out of time. We'll have to get you back again. Thanks so much for coming on, Chuck.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our our conversation with Chuck this morning. If you really want to understand the immigration issue, you need to go to my website and read my May newsletter. I mean, what is this immigration issue really all about? And then, who is behind it? My website, www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And then, certainly we hope that you will go there if you'd like to get my latest newsletter. And it deals with America's Christian heritage. Is America a Christian nation? Was it founded by Christians to be a Christian nation? Well, we're starting a series of newsletters. Our first newsletter actually includes the complete text of the case of the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, and paralleling the freedom documents which Chuck has talked about this morning, and we hope we're going to be able to carry through Radio Liberty to get them from him. Why, you'll be excited, you'll be stimulated to read that. Now, that is the July newsletter. It won't be out probably for another week or two, but if you want to get a copy of our July newsletter, you can either wait till it's up on the Internet or call us at 1-800-544-8927 to get that. You have to understand, America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation, but there was always a small group of occultists that were carrying on the traditions of the ancient mystery religions. They were here. Their goal? A new world order, a new world religion under the new world ruler. And, of course, that is beautifully brought out in the DVD or video, and if you haven't seen it, you must get it and watch it. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And then, of course, we have Chuck Pinto's other, or Chris Pinto's other excellent DVDs or videos, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. If you have not yet seen They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, why, you really don't know what's going on in the music business. You do not know what's going on in America. Probably the most dramatic presentation I have ever seen. And then Rock and Roll, Sorcerers of the New Age, DVD or video presentation by Joe Schimmel, you'll actually hear the voice of Satan. It is truly an amazing series of offerings we have, and remember, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I, of course, we hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the DVD. For other information on why we're really in Iraq, the video, Iraq, The Untold Story, and you really should get the syllabus with it, to understand how they're poisoning our children and our population and destroying our fertility. The video, Hidden Agenda, and you need to get the syllabus with it. The information is there, but it's up to you to get it and help us disseminate it, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United